Commissioner, you talked a little bit about perhaps tweaking and looking back at bylaws and things. Where do you believe the organization is right now on things like NIL and obviously I know you've got a shot clock proposal for basketball coming up in front of the executive committee to consider here coming up, but where do you think the organization is on NIL right now, which is, you know, such a big part of what you hear in the parlance as we talk about high school sports and college sports?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that we've been, you know, I think for us, NIL, that what we, I think NIL in its original form were, you know, students own their name, their likeness, their image. I understood that. I think, you know, but I think what NIL has grown into, at the especially at the obviously at the college ranks, really doesn't fit real well in the high school, where actually they're using school money to pay athletes, you know, and so the connotations that come with that. And I, you know, there's also and truthfully, in Indiana, I've had just a few what I would call legitimate NIL contracts that I've reviewed for families. The vast majority of contacts that I get here in the office about NIL is adults that are, you call it what it is, but in their world, they're trying to help student athletes. And in my view of that, they're trying to make money off student athletes. Mm. And I think we have to be real careful with that. And so I'm not sure, as we continue to grow into the new environment, NIL is an accurate term for what high school should be doing. One of the things that I saw one of my counterparts in another state, they're calling it personal branding activity. And the other thing we say around NIL is you can't sell what you don't own. Students don't own the school uniform, the school name. Do they own their name? If they can go to they can run a basketball camp at a local facility and their name is on it, they make a few dollars, we look at that as more an employment and opportunity to make off of their make some dollars off of their name. And so we're looking at some potential bylaw proposals this next year, but I got to tell you, I have many more people reaching out to me saying don't get involved in that. It's not good for high school sports. And I think the thing we have to be really careful with is continue to separate the have and have not. We have some communities in Indiana that have a lot of businesses in their area or some more wealthy alumni, and can it separate those schools? You know, one of the things that we talked about is if we do get into the NIL side of this and students are actually paid dollars to play a sport for a school, is there really a need for some schools to have classifications that are differently, especially in metropolitan areas? So all these things are things that we are continuing to study. We truly believe that students own their name, but we also have to develop a system that, again, promotes fair play. You know, I have to tell, I use this, I have to tell a school that's a small rural school in Indiana that you have a fair opportunity to compete for a state championship or even a sectional championship with a small school in an urban area. And those are things that we constantly study. And I think NIL is something that we have to be real careful with, but we also have to understand the changing landscape.